So I'm getting ready. I'm just going to go ahead and make a presentation for those 2 minutes. It won't be that long, actually. So, Nico, and I may not say everything correctly. I'm sorry. I'm the worst. You can correct me, please. Okay. Professor Dr. Nico Eisenhower is in Germany at Leipzig University.
Leipzig
University, and he's the head of the Experimental Interaction Ecology, the German Center for Integrative Biodiversity Research. He's in Germany right now. We're using GoToMeeting, so if you have questions, I told them they could email me or email you for questions. Is that okay? Yes? And okay. And we are delighted that he's here to talk with us. This is Nico is willing to be a bit of a guinea pig. I didn't ask him in those terms, but we haven't done this kind of presentation here before, so it's kind of exciting that we can bring the world a little closer together on this soil health, human health, plant health, and animal health linkages, finding all those linkages together. So with that, I'm going to let Nico say hi while we can see him, and then I'm going to take his face off the screen so his slides can have full presentation. Nico.
Okay. So thanks so much for this friendly introduction. It's also for me a very nice experience the first time. It's a great pleasure to be invited to talk in your symposium on soils and human health. And I think now you should just get rid of my face and focus on the presentation.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Come in. There it is. It's done. It is done. We see your presentation only.
Okay, I have your message. Okay, I think it's fine.
Okay.
I will talk about rough, below-ground interactions as drivers of biodiversity effects on ecosystem functions and services. And yes, certainly, this is not only my work, this is the work of my lab group, and it was already mentioned as the Experimental Interaction Ecology Group, now being in Leipzig at the German Center of Integrated Biodiversity Research. All of my lab group members were motivated to send some keywords in order to give you some impression of what we are talking about, what we are working on. And we're interested in biodiversity, ecosystem functioning, but also in global change, stability, soil food webs, and earthworms. So all of that really great stuff. All of you might know, as anthropogenic pressures increased in the last years, also biodiversity was lost on a global scale. There are many studies on that, and this evoked a series of different analyses and experiments and meta-analyses on the role of biodiversity for ecosystem functioning. And here you can just see one recent example where we compiled the data of roughly 100 biodiversity experiments to see if biodiversity, in this case species richness, is important for the multifunctionality of the ecosystem. And as you can see here, there was a really strong relationship, and this strong relationship was even stronger when you look at multitrophic interactions than only looking at, for example, producer diversity. This also has important implications for the stability of ecosystems. Here, measured as resistance, also in the frame of meta-analysis of 46 different grassland biodiversity experiments. This was published recently. So, since the start of my work in the biodiversity functioning framework, I was convinced that if you're looking into such terrestrial experiments, that above-below-ground interactions and soil organisms are really important in that relationship, and this is also important for soil functioning and human health. So the question was, in the frame of the grassland biodiversity experiment, are there significant plant diversity effects on soil organisms, but also on processes? And when I started this research, the state of the art was that there should be no or weak plant diversity effect on soil organisms. This was based on roughly 30 studies which were synthesized in this very important book by Bartel et al. This was not very encouraging, but we also did not really believe in that story. So we started our research in this experiment that you can see here in the north of Jena, which is a small town in the center of Germany. We started a research unit, that means many different scientists working on the same experiment, the field site, measuring different things. And the experiment was established in 2002. You can see 84 large plots. You can try to count them, but just believe me, those big squares are experimental plots with different levels of plant species richness. And we have a gradient here from 1 to 60 species which were sown in those plots. And we then measured different ecosystem variables. And one initial study looked at the response of soil microbial biomass to variations in plant diversity. And 1 and 2 years after starting the experiment, we measured microbial biomass and we saw that actually the book, Bartel and Wall were right. There were no significant plant diversity effects on soil microbial biomass. But then we continued to measure microbial biomass in later years, and suddenly a very strong relationship appeared, and microbial biomass increased significantly with plant species richness. More recently, we could also show in this work by Lange et al. That it's not only the microbial biomass, but it's also the microbial diversity that increases with plant species richness in that experiment. You can see here different colors, in blue bacteria and in red or orange. It's fungi, and mostly fungi increase significantly in the diversity with increase in plant species richness. We also looked at the higher trophic levels above and below the ground and saw very strong cascading effects, bottom-up effects of plant diversity on herbivores above and below ground, and then also on other trophic levels, higher trophic levels like carnivores and omnivores. So very strong diversity effects on above and below ground food webs. This is now all based on one experiment in the center of Germany, so maybe you could say that this is not very representative. And I went then, after my work at the Jena experiment, to Minnesota to work in a different plant diversity experiment, the so-called Biocom experiment. In this picture here that was at the very start in 2010 when I arrived, and I was still laughing, but then I had to learn that this experiment has 360 experimental plots, and I tried to measure as much as possible in those plots. The experiment has a complicated design. It's not only a gradient in plant diversity, but also manipulations of CO2 concentrations in the atmosphere and nitrogen availability in the soil, two levels. And when I came there, we already had 30 years of manipulation, so I had the great opportunity to work in a long-term experiment. And the treatments that I sampled were different plant diversity levels, 1, 4, and 9 plant species in those phase rings with 2 levels of CO2 concentrations. ambient and plus 180 ppm, and then, as mentioned, two levels of soil nitrogen availability. I can already tell you that the CO2 effect and the nitrogen effect were not really strong, and we can now focus on the pan-diversity effects again. And also in this experiment, soil organisms depended a lot on plant species richness, and in this case, you can see soil biodiversity increasing with plant diversity. Then, a PhD student of mine, Maddie, also compared information from many different plant diversity experiments to see if this is really a general pattern. And maybe you can see my mouse. Do you see it?
Yes.
Are you still with me? No, you don't see a mouse?
Yeah, we do.
The audience said, yes, we do.
Yes, we do. That's right. Okay. So the other three lines here, that's all plant diversity effects on soil microbial biomass in different diversity experiments. And then we have here, down here, effects of elevated CO2, nutrient enrichment, drought, and the presence of earthworms. We can see that plant diversity effects were quite strong and stronger than other drivers that were investigated in this meta-analysis. So the question now is, who is right? And yeah, the answer is pretty easy. I did some analyses to show that the time really matters in those experiments. Here you can see the proportion of significant plant diversity effects on soil organisms in also roughly 30 experiments. And this was plotted against time, so years after the experiment was established, and you can see that the significance of plant diversity effects and the proportion of that increased along with time. And the problem, you can see on the right-hand side now, the number of long-term studies is incredibly low. So the problem was that Bartschell and Walden probably based their conclusions on a huge number of short-term studies, but if we look at long-term experiments, the different pattern arises. Yeah, this change in biodiversity effects with time fascinated me, and I had the great opportunity to contribute to another analysis of long-term data. This was led by Peter Reich, also in Minnesota, and it summarized plant biomass data from two long-term experiments, which are adjacent to the Biocon experiment and the Big Biodiversity experiment, which you can see on those pictures. And what you can see here is that you can see the relative yield, so a measure of biomass production plotted against plant diversity again, and you can see different colors, different years. In red color, early years and later years are given in blue. And you can see that in initial years, there were really weak relationships, and in later years, there were almost linear and very, very significant relationships. And my interpretation or my idea is that the above-below-ground interactions play a significant role here, and that we have to look at plant soil feedback effects and the communities in the soil to understand those mechanisms. The idea is that in the long term, you can see an accumulation of antagonists, mostly under plant monocultures or low diversity plant communities. And we saw in multiple experiments that at high plant diversity, we see more of an accumulation of mutualists in the soil. And this could have then a very strong net effect on the plant productivity diversity relationship. I received a very nice grant by the German Research Foundation for the TUNA group, the so-called Emulator program, and several people in my lab are working on the role of soil organisms in biodiversity yeast and functioning relationships. Before I wrote that proposal, I came up with some ideas how soil organisms could influence plant complementarity. mechanisms. You don't have to go into much detail here, but the idea was that there are multiple things going on, and I had some concrete ideas how that could happen. And yeah, I was convinced that decomposers, for example, play a significant role here, and also tested that in a greenhouse experiment where I did not only manipulate the number of plant species, but also the number of decomposer species with 1, 2, and 4 species, and looked at plant-shoot biomass. And what I found was really strong effects of decomposers and plant species richness, and the really strong relation between plant species richness and plant-shoot biomass depended on the decomposer diversity levels. And the strong effect we see in the field was only true if we had low plant diversity with low diversity of decomposer communities and higher plant diversity and higher decomposer diversity. I also came up, as you saw, I had some hypotheses how this could work. And yeah, this is a complicated structure equation model, but what I would like to just highlight here is that with different mechanisms suggested, I could explain the huge fraction of the variance in complementarity effects, the significance of those plant diversity effects, and decomposers were really significant. We also wanted to test if those significant effects can be found in the field, and this is now again work done in the Jena experiment led by Anna Ebeling. We used such litter bags to look at decomposition above ground litter mass loss, and again the structure equation model, and yeah, it's actually not as complicated as it first appears. What you see is a strong plant diversity effect of plant biomass, and then plant biomass increases decomposer species richness, but also decomposer abundance, and those are obviously connected, related, and then it's the diversity of decomposers driving the process of decomposition. I would like to skip the next two slides because they are a little bit more complicated, but we found here some support that if we compile information from 14 grassland biodiversity experiments and 13 forest biodiversity experiments, we found more support for bad monocultures in the long term than for good polycultures. Good polycultures just stayed good, but bad monocultures even got worse with time. This can be seen in that figure here. But other soil organisms are also important, and one idea is that mycorrhizae play a significant role in that relationship. Again, see some red arrows, you don't have to go into detail here. I just want to introduce a new experiment that we were able to set up, where we do not only manipulate the number of tree species in such a big field experiment, but we have different pools of tree species, one pool being mostly associated with arbuscular mycorrhizal fungi, and the other pool are mostly associated with ectomycorrhizae, and then we can mix those different tree species pools and have both present ecto and arbuscular mycorrhizae. And the major idea of that experiment is that we get the strongest relationship between ecosystem functioning and tree species diversity when there is a high diversity of soil mycorrhizae or mycorrhizae in the soil, and that they can then increase the complementarity of the different tree species. That's how the experiment looked like. Yeah, earlier this year, we planted it this year, and it's 80 plots and 12,000 trees, and I'm really hoping that you will hear more about this experiment in the next years. Multi-tropic experiment interactions are also important, and we have also many ideas how that could happen. For example, CHESS recently compiled some information how management decisions can influence the structure of above-below-ground communities, food webs, and this can then complex food webs and then supporting more existing services and, basically multifunctionality. We would like to test this in a new Ecotron facility we are just building at IDF, so-called IDF Ecotron, and here are just some pictures. What we would like to do is big mesocosms where we can one big cosm, or we can bring in different lysometers, and the idea is to manipulate above and below ground communities. And we will have, this is one eco unit, and we will have 24 of those in a huge hall to study exactly that. So, to sum up, I think we could show that there are significant plant-diversity effects on soil food webs and processes, plant-diversity effects on ecosystem function dependent on the soil communities, and multi-tropic perspective is needed to understand such biodiversity ecosystem function relationships. And I hope you are convinced that above-below-ground interactions determine how those communities function, how they influence soil health and services. And I would really like to thank you for listening. You were quite very quiet in the background, so I hope some people are still present, and if you have any questions, please email me.
We are still present. Thank you very much, Nico.